We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll bring in the Republican chair of the Erie County Board of Elections, Ralph Moore, joining us live as calls increase to postpone the special election on April 28th. Ralph, thanks for joining us. A lot of questions to get to, and not all of this, obviously, is your call. The first one would be there's calls to postpone the special election. Could you postpone the special election, or could somebody postpone the special election but keep the primary election? Would postponing one mean postponing all? How would you see that working?
Well, currently we have set up to conduct the special election for the 27th congressional district along with the presidential primary at the same time. If one were called, it would be expected that both would. However, the governor could postpone one of the elections and keep the other one going. The call to postpone the April elections has been joined by a bipartisan team of election commissioners, and the Election Commissioners Association across the state of New York have called on the governor to postpone the elections.
We've heard from, and not just Erie County, but kind of all over, elections inspectors and some other people who volunteer on election day, and they're saying to us they don't really want to work in the election to be exposed to so many people, and it's hard to social distance or keep the surfaces clean with so many people going in to vote. Have you heard the same thing, and do you have similar concerns amongst all the people who would be working on election day?
Well, both Commissioner Zellner and I have concerns regarding conducting the election. It certainly produces a number of challenges to the Board of Elections. And if we were to call the elections in April, we've been pushing the vote by mail. And yesterday alone, we had 150 applications of individuals expressing vote by mail. However, there's a lot of other, we've identified over 28 poll sites, which we would not want to conduct elections in, and we would have to move the elections. And the dilemma that which we're facing is if we reduce the number of poll sites, that increases the congestion, although it decreases the number of people that we need to run the election and increases the congestion of the public going to it. If we expand the number of poll sites, then we need more workers, which we don't have available. The effects are long-ranging, and even those individuals that have received ballots currently, such as our military, diplomatic people overseas, we're now getting calls and emails from individuals saying, our postal service is down in the country in which we're stationed. How do we get our ballots back to the Board of Elections?
You guys were proactive in saying that anybody would be able to get an absentee ballot to vote in the special election, to, you know, get whether it's picking that up somewhere, applying to receive it by mail. Are you able to, instead of having people ask for that ballot, would you be able to just send those ballots out to every registered voter?
Well, currently that would require a change in the law or a declaration by the governor, which the county board doesn't have the ability to make. We have been encouraging people to apply for the absentee ballot, and we've been issuing them out. As I said, we issued 150 of them yesterday, and it continues. We're running a full staff in our absentee department to make sure that we keep up with that request. in anticipation that the elections will be conducted at some point and that those ballots are going to be counted. We're, you know, in constant contact with the State Board of Elections. We have a conference call at noon today again, and we're just monitoring this situation day by day.
Have other places around the country or around the state dealt with something similar? And recently we know of what happened in Ohio with their presidential primary. Are you able to look at other places around the country and what they're doing, or are the laws so different depending on where you are that it's really something you just have to localize here?
The laws vary state by state, and it's somewhat difficult sometimes to fit a law from one state into what New York does. However, the election commissioners across New York State have been in constant communication with each other. I've been communicating with the executive director of the city of New York and other counties, which have been similar in size to Erie County, to see what they're doing. We certainly received a lot of support across the state from those election commissioners that saw what we're doing with our absentee ballots and are urging the state, if they are going to continue forward with the election, to do something along the line that we did with the mail-in ballots.
What sort of, if this is delayed or postponed to a later date, what sort of crunch would that put your offices under and all of your volunteers and election workers to have? I mean, then you're talking about a primary coming up in June, I believe, still the November election, then this, you know, TBD, whenever that would be. You're talking then a lot of elections in a short period of time.
We do, and we have, of course, the village elections have been postponed. We have school board elections, which are scheduled for May. We have, of course, the special election in the 27th Congressional District, which is very important because currently the residents of the 27th Congressional District are going without representation at a very important time of our country's history. And that would compress a lot of the elections, and it's very difficult to run multiple elections on a single day. However, we have done it in the past. I'm sure that our staff is going to rise to whatever challenge we're presented, and we're continuing along to try to be able to meet any of the challenges that are presented.
Is there a date you have in mind where if this decision is going to be made to postpone, you would have to know by?
No, not that specifically. However, the closer it gets to the date of the April election, it's going to be much more difficult to then ramp up and schedule polling places, find workers to work the polls. If there is a delay in the April election, what we're looking at is pushing it into the June primary election, which we already have scheduled, and that would seem at this time to work, but again, it depends all regarding what develops with the pandemic and how the situation develops day by day and month by month.
If it were to be postponed, if you have already sent in an absentee ballot, would that matter? Would you need another ballot, or is that your vote?
No, that would be your vote. With regard to absentee ballots, people can request a subsequent absentee ballot. Unlike early voting, once you vote, your vote is cast. With absentee ballots, you would be able to cast your ballot again or even show up at the polls on election day and change your mind, and we would pull your first ballot. However, if you have cast your ballot and you're comfortable with that vote, you can leave that, and that would count.
Ralph, thanks so much. Hope you coughed into your elbow, by the way. That's Ralph Moore, who is the Erie County Board of Elections chair for the Republican side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.